Lord, I just ask, please use this vessel, like Dennis said, use this vessel just to share your heartbeat, to glorify you, to share your love, to share your thoughts and your words. And please just make it a blessing to the people here tonight. Let them be all your words, all your thoughts, all your heart in this message, Father. In Jesus' name, please. Amen. Thank you. So since I don't look like a midget, I'm coming up here. Okay. Like I said, I'm not a preacher, so I think I'm just going to give a little testimony about the trip to Israel and some other things. One of the things that we'd been doing for like 6 months before this trip on like Pastor Larry's study on the Wednesday afternoon was praying and fasting for this trip to Israel. You know, Patrick kind of brought out to me that this is not a given. You know, 6 months ago, this trip is not a given. You know, I mean, there's so many details that had to be worked out. I mean, so many things. And I just want to start out just by giving God the glory that he was absolutely faithful in everything. I mean, there were no misconnections. No one was sick. No one got hurt. I mean, there was no violence over there. You know, there could be problems on the plane. You know, there could be terrorism. There could be anything. He completely answered our prayers to make this an amazing trip, because I really thought this was going to be the trip of my lifetime, and it was. I'd never been overseas before, never flown on these big planes, and never gone, you know, or anything like that. And he just made it amazing. Even the weather, you know, I think, we spent a lot of time walking around, just walking from here to there, one site after another. We had like 5.5 straight, perfect, brilliantly blue, sunny days. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And the day that we left, Saturday morning, we had to be on the bus. Yeah, like about 3:30, 3:45 in the morning, it started to rain. So it was like perfect the whole time. When we were ready to go, it started to rain. And like, well, thank you, Lord. That was an amazing thing. But, you know, and it was so beautiful because there was such a diversity of things there. I mean, we had fun. There were times when we just had fun. Like we went for a swim in the Dead Sea. And that was so cool. You know, for the first time in my life, I felt like a cork. You know, I'm just here bobbing in the ocean and, you know, like, and Patrick would come over and take me by the legs or something and push me around, you know, and it was so cool. You tried to put your feet down, and they wouldn't even go down, you know. And then, of course, you have to take the obligatory mud bath, you know. Patrick was here smearing that mud on the bottom of the lake all over him, and I'm saying, you kind of look a little foolish there, Patrick. Then he comes over to me and said, Mark, this is a once-in-a-lifetime trip. You got to do this, too. So I put it on, and Patrick comes over and starts smearing it on my back and everything, and it's like, okay, you know. But I thought the thing about it was that I think Deb Gatto, you know, she said that if you went to a salon, that cost you $75. So you just got a deal there, Mark, you know. So, you know, and like I said, you know, there was some good things. There were some funny things, too. Like we went up to Masada, which is just gigantic fortress on top of this gigantic mountain, you know, that King Herod built. Who knows how long ago? Pastor Handel probably knows the date. But, yeah, he built it. And it was just amazing because, you know, you take a trolley car up there. Oh, you can't walk it, but you take a trolley car up there. And there was a huge, our tour guide and Rita, I think, said this was like the most number of people they'd ever seen up there. And there were so many people that we couldn't, I mean, it was like you didn't want to wait in line to take the trolley car down. So Pastor Handel says, why don't we walk down? And, you know, it's like, yeah, okay, it's blazing hot sun, and we're walking down. It's like, you know, and then one person follows them, and another person. Then I see Veronica follow him and says, oh, my goodness, the lady is going to do it, and I'm not going to do it. And then the ego starts to kick in. And it's like, okay, we start walking, and Rita says, you know, it's going to be a good half hour for you to get down there. You know, well, about an hour and a half later, when we make it down there, everybody's done eating. Everybody's done eating, and we're there. And, you know, you get down at the bottom after going that thing, and your legs are doing like this because they're so worn out. Your muscles are just shot. And so, you know, so there's a lot of fun things like that. It was a trip of the lifetime. And we had perfect weather on it, too, you know, like I said. So it was really great. But there was some really profound things too. You know, the first day we went, you know, to the like a mini Holocaust museum, and you really got a chance to see what the plight of the Jewish people has been, and it is so sombering. I mean, and I was watching a video that Bia lent us, that even after the Holocaust, I mean, they were just excluded from every land. I mean, even Great Britain was persecuting, just not letting them into their land or doing anything like that. They've just been such a persecuted people. There were so many sombering things. But, you know, and then there was the Garden of Gethsemane there. And, you know, when we went to that, just like the first thing that popped into my mind was almost like an image. You could almost see in your mind, like Jesus maybe kneeling or lying on the ground with those great drops of blood pouring out of him, just crying out to his Father, you know, Father, if this cup can pass from me, let it be. You know, you just had that sight in your mind, so those profound things. And then I suppose the most profound thing was when we, for some reason, I don't know why it was, but everybody agreed that our trip on the Sea of Galilee, there was just something special about that. There was, I don't know if it was the presence of God there, or it was just a peace that I've never, ever felt before. And we pushed out to the, we didn't go out that far, but they turned off the motor, and then, you know, of course we did there, we had to learn the little dance there where you go around in circles and you do this and you do that, and, you know, I'm not a very good dancer, so I'm not going to do it for you here, but, you know, so we had some fun there too. But I remember when I was pushing, you know, when we were starting to go back to shore, I literally was saying to myself, Father, I don't want to leave here. You know, I told a couple of people that if I didn't have my dad back here and I didn't have all of you wonderful people back here, I would have gone to the Israeli consulate and said, would you make me a citizen? Because I really don't want to go home. I don't want to go home. It was just that profound. And that was the word that I took away from that trip more than anything. It was profound. That is a profound land over there. And the, just when you go over there, and, you know, some of you who've been there, even if you weren't a believer, when you go over there and you see these majestic mountains, they're just incredible, the valleys, these plains that seem to stretch into eternity, and then there's the Dead Sea and the lowest part of the earth. It's just, even if you weren't a believer, there's no way that I thought that you could come back from that land not knowing that there is a God. It's like, you know, in Romans verse 1 about that creation is a witness and you're without excuse. If you went over there, I would almost say you're without excuse. It was that profound. And I didn't realize it at the time, but one of the things, and Dennis' beautiful intro to this, that one of the things that I was praying before I went over there was that, God, I want to know you deeper. I want to know you in a deeper way. And that was what I was sensing when I came, when coming into shore there. It says, I don't want to go back to that way of, I don't know, superficiality isn't the right word, but just that nominal, you know, like church life or something like that. I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper with you. And that's why Dennis, when he brought that out, it was so beautiful. And God was faithful to that prayer. I didn't even realize it at the time, but that's what it was like Psalm, like that Psalm 42:7 about deep calling unto deep. That's what I felt God was doing. He was answering my prayer, and I just want to commend his faithfulness too to answer that prayer. It was like his deep was calling unto my deep. He was saying, Mark, this is my realm. This is my realm. It's a realm of peace. It's a realm that's profound. It's not like the superficiality that you find in the world. It's that deep, and I'm drawing you. He was drawing me. He said, you know, I don't want you to go back to that old way. And that's the way I came away from that. I don't want to go back to just being in church, just doing the church activities. Like Dennis said, I want to know you. I want to know who you are in every situation. I want to get to know you. And he was faithful in that. He really was faithful to do that for me. And I just want to give him that glory. And one of the other things too, you know, like I say, this is the first time I'd ever been on a plane. And from that trip from Tel Aviv back to Munich, I finally got a window seat. You know, finally, yes, yes, yes. Because I tell you, that trip that we had from Munich back to Boston, we were evidently bucking the jet stream, and man, that dragged, you know. That was like a 7-hour flight, so anyway, but I didn't get the window seat on that, so I kind of toughed that one up. But anyway, but I didn't realize, you know, when you're flying, and you know, obviously you've flown, sometimes these planes make these big things. They're not just like these little 2-degree movements, like whoosh and whoosh and like that. And so it was so neat because I had a chance, you know, when it did like that, I was on the right-hand seat, and I could actually look down, and you could actually really get a really good view of what was going on down there. And, you know, it was most amazing thing because when I looked down there, you couldn't see any cars. You couldn't see any people. All you saw was like maybe a vast ocean or maybe just a land, you know, the mountains. And when I looked down there, it was like there's no problems down there. There's nothing going on. I couldn't see any of the controversies that were going on. I couldn't see any of the rancor that was taking place or the wars or anything like that. It was like I couldn't see that. I was so elevated that none of it was visible. And it was just like God was speaking to me. You know, it's like Psalm 48:2 that said that God is beautiful for situation. And that word situation really means for elevation. God means it's like he's beautiful to elevate us above where we are down here, all the problems. And I started to look at some of these verses. You know, Philippians 4:7 says he gives us a peace that passes understanding. And I was thinking up there, I had peace. While down here, there was that understanding of all the junk that goes on. But he elevates us above the junk to give us a peace that passes that. In Ephesians 3:19, he says, the love of Christ that passes knowledge. When you were up there, you were above the knowledge of what was going on. And you had that love, and you had that peace. Like I say, there was a love out there on that Sea of Galilee, too. And then there's John 16:22. It says, a joy that no man can take away. And again, he elevates us. He gives us a joy that the men down here can't take away. You know, and I just thought, that's what he's saying. He's saying, Mark, come deeper. This is my realm. You know, there's a beautiful verse in the Isaiah 40:22. It says, it is he that sitteth on the circle of the earth, and all the inhabitants thereof are like grasshoppers. And that's kind of the way I was looking. It's like, you know, that's a beautiful prophetic verse too. It's like when that book was written, Isaiah, they didn't know that the earth was round. So if you want to tell somebody that the Bible, you know, talk to an unbeliever, hey, there's a little bit of proof that, you know, God is omnipotent. He knew the earth was round before everybody else did. But anyway, also in verse 15 of Isaiah 40, it says the nations are a drop in the bucket, basically, to God. It's just like he's so elevated that the nations are a drop in the bucket. The people are like grasshoppers. And he says, Mark, that's where I want you to dwell. I want you to dwell in that elevated place above all of this, because that's where I am. I'm sitting on the circle of the earth. I want you to go deeper with me. You know, it talks about that we're raised up together and seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where I felt like I was on that plane, like I was in heaven looking down on the earth, far above all the principalities and powers, you know, and all the rulers, the darkness and the spiritual wickedness. It was like, that's where I was, and that's where I felt like God was calling me. Live there, Mark, live there. You know, deep was calling unto deep. And I know that, I hope I don't uncover you, Dennis, but one of the things that Dennis said when we were on outreach one day, he said just that. He said, I don't just want to, you know, go to church and go to the same routines anymore. I want to know God. And that's, I think we're starting to maybe just cultivate that here, because I'm hearing that of other people. It's like it's time to go deeper. He wants us to go deep and deep and deeper and deeper with him. And you know, one of the beautiful things, when I prayed that prayer, Marlene Elliott, you know, one of the newer ladies here, she said, you know, something really, really caught me. She said, you know, Mark, really all that means is that you're just going deeper and deeper into God's arms. Just get closer and closer into God's arms and just let him even closer and closer and closer and closer. That's all deeper means, because God is love. And just to get closer and closer to God means just to get more and more and more in love, enraptured in his love. And I think that's really all he wants us to do, really, because this world has got some deep, deep problems, and he needs some people that are going deep and deeper into his love to deliver these deep problems, because nothing else is going to solve these problems but his love. You know, Pastor Stevens wrote in that booklet, you know, the first need of man is to be loved by God, and the second need of man is to be loved by God, and the third need of man is to be loved by God. And I think we get the picture, you know. It's like, and he says, well, I think you get the picture. That's what we need, you know. That's what we need. And it was so pretty. It was such a neat thing, because I was talking to my dad about that. You know, when we flew into Munich on our way back, it was kind of cloudy and rainy and drizzly. But, you know, I said to him, you know what the really neat thing about it was? When you're flying and you go above the clouds, we were flying like about 39,000 feet, I think. It's always sunny up there. You're above the clouds, and it's always sunny. And I was thinking to myself, well, it's always S-U-N-N-Y. But isn't it always S-O-N-N-Y up above the clouds? Because that's where he is, and there's always the sun. There's always that joy. There's always that peace. There's always that love that's above the clouds if we just go high enough and let God lift us upon that rock that is higher than we are. And I just want to say one thing. It seemed like there's been an awful lot of problems, challenges, sicknesses. I mean, real tough things going on in this body. It just seems like it's been one another. I mean, Dennis praying. I mean, you could, if you really wanted to, you could pray all night here for the needs of this body. And there's a verse in Luke 6:48, and I think I'll just read this for you, because I just want you to be encouraged about all of this. It's in Luke 6:48. And it says, it's about the parable of the house built on the rock. And it says, he is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house, and it could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. And I just really, really believe that God wants to do a deep, deep work in this body. And all the problems that we have faced, all the situations that we have been going through, are to bring us to that point where we're digging deep, where we just can't do this on our own. We've got problems, and we've got to dig deeper and deeper and deeper so that we stand upon the rock and we have that foundation that can't be moved. You know, we can go higher and be in those heavenly places, but we also have to dig down to the rock that can't be moved, that cornerstone, Christ alone, cornerstone. So whatever we are going through, I just want to encourage you. I truly, truly believe that it is designed to make us deeper people, to go have us go deeper and deeper with Christ so that we can share deeper and deeper and deeper knowledge and love with people. Because Amy Carmichael once said that you can't take anybody farther than where you are. And that's true. You know, in being a discipler, you can't take anybody farther than you are. So if you want to take people farther, then we have to go deeper. We have to go higher. And I truly believe that that's what all this is being designed to use, because this is an amazing body. You know, several months ago, Dennis, I remember, I keep bringing Dennis up. He's just been such an inspiration to me in the Bible studies that he's done. He really has. I love that guy. He has been so faithful to bring them. Anyway, what was I saying? Amy Carmichael. Thank you, Mary. Okay. I said I had nothing to say, so. Amy Carmichael, like I said, you can't take anybody deeper than where you are. And we want to be able to take people deeper out there, because if we don't, I mean, this body can do it. This body can do it. You know, because couple, like I said, what I was going to say was a couple of months ago, Dennis asked me a question like, where are the Elijahs today? You know, where are those men that call fire down from heaven or, you know, kill the 450 prophets of Baal? Where are all those people today? We need people like that. You know, we need Pastor Handel was saying, I hate it when somebody gets up to the podium and doesn't preach. He said, we need preachers. He said, come on, you got to be here. Preach it. Preach it. Come on. Preach it, Pastor. So that's what I'm going to preach. It's like, we're going to preach it. You know, we're going to preach it. And like I say, I'm just going to say right now, you are the Elijahs. I said this several months ago. You are the Elijahs. You are the Deborahs. You are the Esthers. You're the one who can go before the king and make a difference. You're the one who can call fire down from heaven and convert a whole town. We go deep and let God take us there. This is a body that can do it. Amen. Praise God. All right. Father, I just ask that you would seal these thoughts. I pray that it was your heart. And I just ask that you would please seal these thoughts in our heart. And have us see, Father, that going deeper is nothing more than just letting you wrap us even tighter and tighter and tighter into your amazingly loving arms. And if there is anyone here tonight, or if there's anyone listening on the internet to this message, please let me just encourage you. Christ died for your sins because he loves you so much that he would step down from heaven, become a man, die on a cross for you because he loved you that much. I just ask that you would please consider making him your Savior. Just say, Jesus, I'm a sinner, but I know you died on a cross to pay for my sins, and I receive you as my Savior. Come into my heart. Just live within me now. Give me that gift of eternal life. Set me in those heavenly places with you, Father, that I can be above my situation that I'm in now and live forever and ever as your child. And reign in life, and reign in life now through one, Jesus Christ. And if you've prayed that prayer, please just give the number on this computer screen that you're looking at a call. Please tell somebody. Somebody will call you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.